It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Last month, actor Charlie Sheen revealed that he is HIV positive, opening up a conversation about the virus and the progress that's been made in treatment and prevention. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are working to inform patients and healthcare providers of a new antiviral pill that they estimate can drastically reduce the risk of infection. Here to tell us more about this treatment and discuss why it hasn't been adopted by clinicians in the region are Dr. Ken Ho, an HIV specialist at the University of Pittsburgh, and Jason Herring, Director of Programs and Communications at the Pittsburgh AIDS Task Force. Gentlemen, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Hello.
You can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is essphgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at essphgh. What questions do you have about this new antiviral pill that reportedly can reduce the risk of infection and its availability in the region? 412-246-2002, the number to call. Dr. Ken Ho, HIV specialist at UPMC, tell us about this preventative treatment. What is it? How does it work? And who is it for?
So it's called PrEP, or spelled P-R-E-P, stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, and it's basically a medication that can be given to someone who has not been infected by HIV yet before the exposure, and so it protects them from getting HIV in the future.
So it's like a vaccine?
No, it's a prophylaxis, essentially. Sometimes, I think a good analogy is when people go to tropical countries sometimes, they'll go to their doctor to get a pill to protect them against malaria when they're there. And it's very similar. You're giving yourself a medication to keep you protected against the infection before you actually get it.
And how will this drug impact the future of HIV treatment?
To date, we have a lot of different trials, a lot of research that suggests that this treatment, preventative measure works really well. And so we know it works. I think it's up to us to try to figure out a way to implement it and optimize the rollout so that we can actually reduce infections, because we have a lot of confidence that if we do this the right way, we can reduce infections.
And Jason Herring, has the number of HIV-positive individuals declined throughout the years in the Pittsburgh region? What's the situation right now?
No, unfortunately, the numbers have stayed pretty steady for our region, roughly 140, 150 new infections every year. So what we're seeing is sort of a stagnation of effort, I think. So people sort of get complacent with where we're at and lose that sense of urgency. So we're hoping that, along with PrEP and treatment, that we can sort of relight that fire and get people educated and get people, on PrEP if they're in risk.
And Dr. Ho, why do you think many clinicians in the Pittsburgh region are not aware of this?
I think the medication itself, it's called Truvada, that's the name of the pill, was approved in 2012. And I think there was a lot of hesitation. Because it's also medication used to treat HIV, I think that constitutes some of the cause of concern, because I think traditionally people have perceived HIV medication to be very powerful and very toxic. But a lot of the studies have showed that it is, when used properly and monitored effectively, fairly safe with minimal side effects. And I think so that's one reason. I think the other reason is that people are concerned that, okay, we have this medication to protect you from HIV. They're worried that people might use condoms or employ other methods less frequently because they have this pill. And so I think those are two reasons why providers, as well as the community itself, haven't taken up PrEP. But I think all of that is changing as of recently.
And Jason, how do you combat the negative connotations associated with those infected by HIV? Is there still a stigma?
Stigma is huge on both sides. So people that are infected sometimes are afraid to go out and get treatment or talk about their infection because of the stigma. People just getting on PrEP. So one of the things we really want people to know is that sex is not the problem. The virus is the problem. So as a community, as a culture, we have a hard time talking about sex and talking about things built around sex. The fact is, if it wasn't for sex, none of us would be here. So it's really hard to fight the stigma of talking about these issues
Does that seem strange to you? I mean, we live in a culture where sex is everywhere. And unlike years past, I mean, so much of our popular culture, our music, films, it's all it's filled with not just innuendo, but sex is something that's unavoidable. So why can't we talk about it?
Well, the problem with popularizing things like this is that we see it as outside of ourselves. So, you know, we see it here in our music, we see it on the TV, we see it in the movies, but, you know, we're not going to sit down on the table across from Mama and talk about sex.
But we might sit and watch a show that's, you know, filled with sex, you know, right there with her,
right,
for whatever reason, or because it's unavoidable in our popular culture. Dr. Ho?
I just wonder if I can make a comment
sure.
on that. Yeah. I think people are, for example, when it comes to discussing sex with your healthcare provider, people are afraid that they may be treated differently because they, you know, engage in a certain behavior, and I think that constitutes a lot of
that
the
they'll
fear.
Be judged.
Yeah, that they will be judged, and I think it's happened before. We try not to do that in general, but I think people worry about that, and I think the reality is that sometimes people are judged because of stigma, essentially.
412-246-2002 to join the conversation. The lack of callers may be an indication of what you very gentlemen are talking about here, the uncomfort level that people have with talking about HIV and AIDS. And it is Essential Pittsburgh. We are talking today with Dr. Ken Ho, who is an HIV specialist at the University of Pittsburgh, and Jason Herring, Director of Programs and Communications at the Pittsburgh AIDS Task Force. Again, 412-246-2002 if you have a comment or question for them in the minutes we have remaining. Jason, what is the impact of celebrities like Charlie Sheen and Magic Johnson, for that matter, who are HIV positive? And you know, we just saw this announcement from Charlie Sheen, who's done very little to hide the fact that he lives a risque lifestyle. So now this situation has come home to roost in his life. How does that impact the conversation?
Well, I think it's really important for people to come out and talk about these things, especially when they're so high profile. I think one of the most important things about his case in particular is that the stigma is so great that he spent millions of dollars just to not talk about having a virus. I do think that some of the negatives is that it's not necessarily representative. So a lot of the times we don't focus where we need to focus. So you know, trans women of color are 49 times more likely to be HIV positive than someone like Charlie Sheen. But Charlie Sheen's going to get that attention because he's a star. Mm. So it's a good thing to bring the conversation back to the table. But while we're talking about it, let's make sure that we focus on where we need to focus. And that's the highest risk populations.
How do you go about educating those at high risk for infection?
First, you find who they are, and then you always want to involve people who are at highest risk in their own education. So, you know, there's a saying, it's nothing about us without us. So we like to involve people in the community as much as possible to educate themselves.
And Dr. Ho, as we've learned more about HIV and AIDS, are we seeing drugs to combat the disease on a faster track?
With treatment of HIV, we actually have over 20 drugs which are approved to treat HIV. And it's actually gotten to the point where there are, for example, one pill once a day regimens, which you know is about as good as it gets. The side effects are minimal. So I think there's less push for new drugs down the pipeline. But we are, researchers are investigating, I think, new drugs for pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP, so trying different drugs, perhaps injectable agents, which might help with adherence.
Let's take a call from Nick in Uniontown. Hi, Nick. You're on with Dr. Ken Ho and Jason Herring.
Yes, I'm actually a patient of Dr. Ho's, and I had a question about the PrEP drug. It's a Truvada, and it costs around $1,400 a month. Is there any progress being made to lower the cost of that medication?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think we have too much clout when it comes to designating the price of the drug. There are ways to get around the cost. You know, insurance companies, many do cover it, but some don't. And certainly there are programs which have high deductibles, and then you run into that problem. The drug company that makes Truvada, which is called Gilead, they actually have some copay assistance programs as well as drug assistance programs. And there are other programs such as the Patient Access Network Foundation, which also provides support for that drug as well.
Nick, we appreciate your call. Dr. Ho, how will this new drug influence the use of other preventative measures for safe sex? Will those treated with the pill be less inclined to take other safety precautions? I know you mentioned earlier that that is a concern, but if you get the word out and talk about it in the way that you just did here, will people take that into consideration once they have the information?
Right. I think that is a big concern. We call it risk compensation, the whole idea that you change your behavior based on your perception of a risk so that if you feel like you're more protected, you might actually engage in higher risk activity. That is a big concern. I think a lot of the research studies that have come up have not demonstrated significant risk compensation. But I think in an era where STD rates are increasing, I think in every part of the country, this is a big concern. I think it's part of our message as healthcare providers, as community advocates, as leaders, to say, okay, we have this intervention that can prevent HIV, but we want to use this in addition to all the other things that we have.
And Jason, how will PrEP impact the work that the Pittsburgh AIDS Task Force does?
Well, hopefully, like Ken was saying, that this is a tool in a toolbox. So as far as prevention goes, it's one of the many things that we can do. And so when we're trying to get word out about what you can do to prevent the transmission of HIV, this is something that needs to be part of the conversation. The caller had a good point. The cost, that can be a problem for access. But there are programs to help with that. And that's one of the things that we want to get word out, is that don't let these problems of access stop you. That's what we're here for, is to try to help you get on that if that's something that you need.
And we're down to just less than 30 seconds, but I wanted to allow you to mention that you're holding a rally at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater next week. What do you hope to accomplish?
Lots of education and getting people on PrEP that want to be there. So there'll be providers there, people talking about how to afford it, personal perspectives of people who are actually on it in serodiscordant relationships where one's positive, one's negative. Come down and see us December 10th, 7:30, Kelly Strayhorn Theater.
Very good. Well, I want to thank both of you for being with us. Jason Herring is Director of Programs and Communications at the Pittsburgh AIDS Task Force. And Dr. Ken Ho, an HIV specialist at the University of Pittsburgh. Thanks to both of you for being with us for this conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to check out past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until Monday, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying have a great weekend, everyone.